Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back to the third hour of the show, final hour of the show, in fact, with Aria.
I'm Chris.
And Conan.
It is Free Talk Live, which means you can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number for that. 603-283-6160. And for those watching at cam.freetalklive.com, what you're seeing is me putting together the new studio PC because the parts arrived today, and I'm very anxious to get away from using Marks because there's a lot of Marks stuff on here, and I don't want any access to Marks stuff whatsoever. I would much rather go back to having a dedicated studio PC that just has studio stuff on it.
Yeah, speaking of stuff, the chat room wants to know if you can watch porn.
Not yet.
Oh, you can't?
No. I mean, if somebody sends me a DVD of porn, then I could watch that.
But you can't watch internet porn.
Right. I could request permission to watch internet porn, but I have not done so yet because I had bigger priorities. I do have access to use dating apps, hookup apps, essentially, because that was a higher priority to me than watching porn.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
But porn is the next thing for me to request, for sure. So, no. Cannot watch porn.
Yeah, it's nice to get your own computer. No one wants to use someone else's. Because I'm assuming he doesn't want his stuff removed. He wants it back.
Yes.
So you can't wipe his hard drives or anything.
Right. I mean, it's his stuff. He uses it for the Edgington Post and other, you know, audio things that he does. And he needs it back to get back to work. So
just thinking of all the nonsense. Not to mention having your home broken into.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
You dragged out of the...
They took my music studio PC.
You took all of your equipment. And here you are trying to, you know, patch everything back together and find password. We're talking about passwords to certain,
Twitter
software and whatnot. And it's like I was just thinking about the other day. It's like, what the hell would I do if some of my stuff was taken?
Yeah,
some of my hard drives were taken.
They didn't take any of the hard drives sitting in my former music studio. None of them. They're just in it. Of course, they're like 15, 20 years old. Almost none of them.
Well, that's the thing I worry about because I have pictures. I have pictures from 20 years of digital pictures on hard drives. What if they were to take the hard drives? That would be it.
Yeah.
That would be worse than a fire because at least I'd get some damn insurance money from the fire. But I would lose everything.
Backups, man. Backups. Off-site backups.
I lost all of the music that I've recorded since building the music studio at my house. 100% of it. All gone. In the hands of the FBI.
It sucks so hard.
It does. They did not take my gaming PC. The most powerful computing piece of hardware in that house. And it was fine. I think I know the reason for that, though. The reason is because I had it disassembled, because I took the video capture card out of it and put it into the music studio PC so that me and my friends could record us playing Super Mario 3D World.
Or maybe the same people who went through your home were the same people who took the safe the first time around instead of the Bitcoin machine and then had to come back on the truck and unload the safe.
I'm not convinced that they were that stupid.
How do they take the wrong? They took the wrong.
Dude, they said they were looking for Bitcoin too, physical Bitcoin. Like, and there was physical Bitcoin, and they left a physical Bitcoin in the Bitcoin embassy. How on earth does that happen if you're looking for physical Bitcoin?
What do you mean they left a physical Bitcoin in the embassy?
Okay, so there's these Bitcoin candies, but it has the word Bitcoin on them. You can't. Like, if you were going to look for physical Bitcoin, that's the closest thing that somebody would recognize as Bitcoin if it was, like, a physical representation.
I've heard this a couple of times. Why do people think they were looking for a physical Bitcoin?
They literally said to one of the people who were arrested.
Is there a video of this?
They literally, no, but there's. They literally said to one of the people arrested, okay, that they were looking for Bitcoin, like physical Bitcoin.
I don't think that's the case.
I'm just saying that's what I was told.
Okay.
He was just driving the truck.
But saying they were looking for Bitcoin doesn't mean they're looking for something physical. It could mean they were looking for digital devices.
I don't know how it was worded. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know how it was worded. However, it was it came off very clearly that it was a physical thing that they were looking for.
I'm not terribly surprised.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like something like, we're taking your safe with all your Bitcoin in it, or I don't know how it was worded exactly, but it was something where it was very clear that they were like looking for coins, like physical coins or of some kind.
Well, they didn't find anything because there aren't any such physical coins of Bitcoin.
We know that, but you can't tell me that they were that stupid. You can't tell me that they were not briefed about what they were looking for. They had to have been briefed in order to know what to take.
I don't know, man. They took my Wii U console, but they didn't take my Switch, which is also a video game console. And why would they take a video game console?
I think this is mind games. This is literally them playing mind games. They knew what they were looking for before they took it, and they left some things and didn't take other things expressly to make it look like they were stupid in order for you to have more confidence because they don't want you to be prepared for trial.
Wow, that's a stretch. You're making them out there.
I know.
That's a 40 chest stuff
only,
right there.
It's the only thing that I can think of like that would make any sense.
I think they're just stupid.
I don't. I mean, they were investigated for 5 years. You can't be that stupid when you've investigated for 5 years. And then
I just want you to know I'm making a note of exactly that while we said, I think they're stupid.
I think they're just stupid.
I'm going to clip that and just share the hell out of it.
Well, they're not all on the same page. They're not all on the same sheet of music. You have... Talk about linchpins, them calling Ian the mastermind. I'm sure they have one mastermind and a bunch of underlings
who are just
checking in every day.
You literally are going to tell me that they did not have a briefing about what they were supposed to be looking for and taking. That minimally, their underpinnings had to have had that briefing of some kind. So they would have known. And here's the other thing.
Do you know anyone from the military? I was in the military.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that I know who are in the military.
Yeah, there are a lot of peons.
Yeah.
There are a lot of grunts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who don't know anything. And they basically sit around all day waiting for something to happen, waiting for some numbnut officer to tell them, go in there and shoot it up.
Yeah.
Or just sit here on the tarmac for the next 3 days until your plane gets here. They don't think these grunts don't know anything. They're just following orders.
And
I'm assuming the guy who didn't know who was looking for physical bitcoins was the driver. He didn't get briefed. He didn't get briefed. He was just checking in.
There were definitely people like that there. My impression of it was that this was the person who was effectively like asking questions to find out more information, right? Like it would have been somebody who would have had to have been briefed to some degree, I think. That's my understanding. I don't know. They were in the store. They were in the Mighty Moose Marts, you know, a week before they raided. Like, it's not like they had nothing, no knowledge of what to look for, like, when they went in. They dropped the ball
on a number of things. Like, for example, they thought they could, quote, compel me to unlock my phone by using facial recognition or fingerprint software, which the warrant authorized them to do. And they sincerely thought that I used facial recognition software. Talk about how badly researched these people could possibly... I've been railing against facial recognition and fingerprint unlocking for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
How could they not have known that? Do you really think?
I mean, there's a lot of audio content they would have had to listen to, and it probably is the case that, as he's pointing out, you know, to some degree, these are the grunts. So I don't expect them to know everything, but I do expect them to have a basic understanding of what they're looking for.
And who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, there are hidden compartments.
To some degree.
There are hidden compartments in my theater room that were never even searched. They were completely empty at the time, so it wouldn't matter if they had been searched, but they were never even searched. They were never even pulled off the walls.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Chris is right. Maybe they are playing 4D chess, and they just wanted to make you think they're stupid.
I'm not sure.
They're really masterminds.
I don't know if I would quite go to the extent of saying they're playing 4D chess. I think that's a little bit of an extreme statement, but...
As do I.
You know, 3D chess, maybe? I don't know.
Or for all I know, they did pull off the hidden compartments. I'm pretty sure they didn't just stand there with the door open all day. So if they did pull them off, then...
No, they definitely closed the door. I watched. Yeah.
And I mean, they're very highly noticeable sitting there on the wall. I mean, they're not hidden compartments, really. They're just...
Not really.
They're just openings with the covering.
Yeah, you would have definitely looked. I mean, as many hours as they were in there, you couldn't have missed them.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio right. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about the story from the FBI. The story isn't from the FBI, but it's about the FBI and their recent raid on a safety deposit box company.
An anonymous safety deposit service.
Speaking of anonymous, though, there are somewhat, not really anonymous, but there are pseudo-anonymous methods of accounting. Conan, why don't you tell us about those?
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com.
Thank you so much. I hate not being able to do those. It's a murky area.
That's very murky for you. Yeah, stay away. You can't even look at me whenever I'm reading those things because we don't want to get you in trouble. But we want to be able to get you your Pornhub access.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Let's go to the phones. We got Peter calling from New Jersey. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. Yeah, there's
yeah, hi, there. This is Peter Friedlander calling from the law offices of Friedlander and Podsa. I'm Representative Matt Gaetz's attorney. My client has been accused of some very bad crimes, and it's not true. The 17-year-old that Matt Gaetz slept with, she looks like she's 22. If you saw, you'd think she was a babe, too. I promise you.
Is that it?
Yeah, we seem to have lost them.
Has anyone been following any of this Congressman Matt Gaetz?
I have
nonsense.
Not. That, there is no way this person was an attorney for Matt Gaetz. An attorney would not call a radio show and start.
And sound like Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Yeah, Robert E. That was a Kennedy impersonation, right?
I don't know. I just assumed
the guy who got shot, the guy who the president.
I just assumed that was what his voice sounded like. I mean, if he's from.
Well, I wish I had read up on any of this because this is the news these days. The Matt Gaetz conspiracy was trafficking a 17-year-old or something, and it's just not.
I haven't read anything about this.
I don't.
That's really all I know.
Can you pull it up?
I will pull it up.
I know there's been some stuff about Florida recently. There was some sort of game that congressional officials were playing about who could sleep with the most women and stuff like that. And one of them has been alleged to have slept with underage girls.
Wait, who was playing this game?
Florida politicians. I mean, it's Florida, though, so I expect that sort of thing from Florida.
Florida man, yeah, that's what they do.
But I haven't heard about this Matt Gaetz thing at all.
I'm trying to find an updated article. I have one from March 31st. Let's not read this one.
Oh, there was something happening in Florida in relation to this, but I don't know anything about it.
Are they two things similar?
He's from Florida. He's a congressman. He's a young guy.
Okay, so this is the same thing?
They were threatening. They were threatening that he pay a certain amount of money, millions, so that this information wouldn't be leaked. And he had his dad go talk to him and try to set something up. And it happened to be the person. Supposedly, someone in the government was blackmailing him.
Okay.
That's his interpretation of what took place.
And he was trying to pay them to keep this information quiet?
He refused to pay them.
He
instead had his dad go talk to him, had him wired up, and they caught the culprit. And according to Gaetz, is that the investigation team needs to release that information because they're holding me accountable. And they're running me through the mud, my good name through the mud. And who actually knows? His dad was a politician. He's a politician. He probably was sleeping with an underage girl. He was probably moving her across state lines, because that's what politicians do. They're on their planes flying around all over the country, and that's where they get you. That's when it's trafficking. Whenever you cross state lines, who the hell knows? I'm sad that I brought it up.
I don't know, but I mean that's what politicians are. They are people who want power over others, and they express that power abusing the weak, the unfortunate, the downtrodden, and you know there's a lot of that among underage people. They are by definition one of probably the easiest segments for politicians, for sick, evil politicians to target.
Predators.
Yes.
This is the very nature of a predator, that they go after the weaker elk.
Yeah.
One at the end of the herd. That's the one the wolves can get.
Exactly. They don't go after the strong gazelle, right?
Because it's got horns.
Yeah. They go after the weak one that's limping along, the easy target.
Yeah. But if they could get the one with horns, the lead elk, they would. And maybe at the end of the day, that's, you know, when they start making policies, when they're putting, you know, when they're legislating, that's really their end game, is to get everyone, all the sheep in the flock. Yeah, that's what the sheep are.
To be weak.
Dehorned.
Yeah.
They don't want horns. They don't want the ram with the horns. That's the one they get their butts getting handed to them. No. That's why you need a good. What is the analogy that cops like to call themselves, the guard dog, the sheep dog? It's like, we're the sheep dogs. We're protecting the flock.
Incidentally, this is why the Crypto 6 needs legal help. Check out thecrypto6.com to help with that. The best way right now is via PayPal, because they are dehorning the sheep.
Yeah. They don't like competition.
Do sheep have horns? Yeah, I guess they
do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And goats as well. You don't see them a lot because that's the first thing you remove. There's actually a process. It's called, you actually burn the horns off when they're babies.
Oh, that sounds horrific.
It prevents the horns from growing. Well, there's a good reason. They not only can they hurt each other.
Sure.
But they happen to, oftentimes they get stuck in things like fences and they'll die.
Yeah.
If they, you know, if there's some goat out in the middle of the woods, he's got his head stuck in a fence because he can't get it, because the horns have locked him in there. And then, of course, you find him 2 weeks later wondering where he went. And not only do they hurt themselves, or they can hurt themselves, but they can hurt the sheep herder, the herder, the farmer. You don't want that, so you cut the damn horns off. You burn them off when they're babies. And that's what these politicians, that's what they're all about.
Is that not something that would grow back?
You burn them off in such a way. It's just like removing a fingernail. It's if you burn off the base of it, the fingernail, it won't grow back.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So,
speaking of things that sound horrifically painful, burning off fingernails would certainly be up there.
Or you pull them out at the root. You can pull them out at the root, and the fingernail won't grow back.
Let's stop talking about this, please.
Please.
Change the subject, someone out there. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever is on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant in the U.S., with cases reported in all 50 states. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. The rise in cases in some areas of the U.S. is coming as vaccination efforts are also increasing. The CDC says more than 167 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and for the third straight day, the seven-day average is over 3 million doses per day. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with more than 62 million people now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contested in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells the Politico Dispatch that will be left up to private entities.
I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. Midway through putting together the new studio PC, I received a very long, complex email from my attorney. Bit distracted at the moment. Short version is that I've heard that... I'm not even going to attempt it. I could word something in a way that could be worded in a way that wasn't bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure if this is something we should be talking about on radio, if it's what you just said 2 seconds ago.
No, it is not that. No, like I said, the email was very long and touched on very many different things. The one thing I mentioned before, the motion is public. People could go and view that if they wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, but I'll leave that to you.
I haven't even had a chance to look at it yet, so
fair enough.
People are going to have to calm down. So anyway, with you tonight, it's Aria.
Chris, you're here. I'm awake. I really am.
And Conan.
I am also awake. Been a long day, man. Been here at the studio since like 4 o'clock. But hey, I got that other phone working, and I have the dump button working 100% correctly again, because for the last 2 weeks or so...
No calls. But you know what?
Well, no,
the dump button works, so you can call now. So where are all the callers at? I know the chat room is like, someone call in.
We've had a dump button working for the last 2 weeks or so. The issue was that for the last minute, before we went out to commercial break... It would have already released, so we had no dump button for the last minute of a segment. Now that's fixed. It's back how it was, which is good. And pretty soon, the studio PC will be back how it was, relatively. I mean, it still probably won't have Wellbird and all of that stuff on it, but it will be usable, and progress is being made. We're thinking, we're believing, I am under the impression right now that Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence, should broadcast live tomorrow, and if it doesn't, I'm beyond the point of caring at this point.
What has been happening? They just playing reruns?
Yeah, more or less. There's been dead air, a lot of dead air. This is on LRN.FM, so it's not like we're broadcasting dead air or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, for whatever reason, he connects and he can't get audio out there, and I've done stuff, and, you know... Is he
in a bus still driving around the country? And
I have no idea.
I think he's living in a van down by the river.
I believe that is correct.
Maybe that's the problem.
But I believe, as of right now, that all of that should be restored, should be back to normal. As long as I remember to unmute all the right buttons when I leave tonight, then everything will be good for those people out there who listen to Declare Your Independence with Ernie Hancock.
Is this program not airing at all as a result? Or is
Correct.
It... Like, he doesn't even have a podcast available for download?
He doesn't. Not from what I can tell.
Wow.
I don't know. I've never been to declareyourindependencewithErnieHancock.com
in order
to find out.
I just don't recall. So.
It's a mouthful of a URL, though.
It is. It's a long URL, that's for sure. Ernie is an interesting character.
He is.
I have to say, like, you know, he comes off a bit crazy, I think, when he's talking to you sometimes, but...
He gets animated.
But if you actually start, like... looking at, like, some of the people he's talking with and communicating with, like, he's actually got, he's a lot less crazy than he comes off. It's basically the best way I want to say it. And I'm actually impressed. Like, he's actually on top of things, like, more on top of things than I am in some areas when it comes to, like, privacy and, you know, certain decentralized tools and things of that nature. And I have to say, I'm impressed with some of the stuff he's been working on. So, you know, I would say don't necessarily ignore what he says, because it's actually...
I'm trying to get him a platform for what he says.
Yeah,
I've always been of the impression that he's a kind of a dreamer. He floats a lot of fantastic ideas that aren't reasonable, but they are really neat.
Like the spaceship.
Yeah. And by the way, the last time I actually heard him saying anything was when he was on the show with you, Ario.
And this is...
How long ago was that? Like a year and a half ago, 2 years?
It was a while ago.
Yeah,
he wanted to ask me a bunch of trans questions, and he did.
Yeah. He is a dreamer, and it is some of the stuff is like that is what makes him sound a little bit crazy. But if you start looking at, like, what he's actually doing behind the scenes, it's not that, but it's...
Well, the spaceship idea is crazy. I've seen the designs. That thing will not make
it. Right. So, but this is the thing.
But it wasn't designed to. It was designed as a...
He's not the man who's doing the work, like, as far as, like... He might be helping it to come together, but he's not the guy doing the work. So he doesn't know about a lot of the stuff, like the details about what he's talking about, but he's getting all the right people together to actually accomplish some pretty cool stuff, like to put all the technologies together. And I have to say, like, I'm impressed. Like, he may not... There's a lot of things he doesn't know, but, you know, he is accomplishing something, and it's way more than I ever thought was possible for somebody who basically sometimes sounds a little bit crazy. So...
Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Like,
you may sound a little crazy, but you get stuff done.
Yeah, and you might be able to listen to his shows once again, starting when? Tomorrow night?
Starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., hopefully. Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to some of the stuff he's working on. I can't wait to see it actually come out because it's really, really cool stuff.
One other thing that has come out, though, is this raid by the FBI of a Beverly Hills safety deposit box company, and they're an anonymous one, in fact, where your account, your safety deposit box was linked to your iris or possibly your fingerprint. So there's no database the FBI can pull to be like, hey, these were your customers and we're going to go investigate them.
Right.
Now.
And this is why the FBI does not like this, I think. And
I'm sure that's why they
Your typical like it. Bank is... basically recording things like your social security number and, you know, your name and a bunch of other things.
And every time you make a certain amount of transaction, your bank immediately reports it to them or to
Absolutely.
The treasury.
Absolutely. The thing with this company is it's not a bank, so it doesn't have all the regulations that a bank would have.
It's a loophole.
It's just a safe company.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, what you put into a safe, how is that any different, you know, at a vault, a private vault? How is that any different than, say, putting a safe in your home, you know, and no, not telling anybody about it?
Well, that's next on their list, Chris.
You know, it shouldn't matter that, you know, they're private, right, or anonymous or whatever. It's not something that should matter. And, you know, some of the things that they've, you know, done to basically scare people are saying things like, there, some of these safes cost $166 a month or $2,000 a year or whatever. And they make it out as if it's like, well, only, you know, only drug dealers or only bad people, you know, would rent, you know, a safe like this. And if you actually start looking into the details, they actually had safes for, I think, like as low as $33 a month in their advertising. So it's actually not that. Some, these are tiny safes, right? Like to keep, you know, some sort of maybe precious gem or something like that. So they're not big safes, but
sure,
you know, it's not that bad. Like it doesn't seem that unreasonable when you get down to it, but that's not how the government is projecting it.
You know,
the government is projecting it as if it's only for bad people.
This sounds like an interesting business venture. Where is our closest?
I don't know.
Here in Keene is.
I don't know.
Do we even have anything like this?
I don't think we have anything like this in New Hampshire that I've ever heard of anyway.
I know we have a private post office.
Have a private post office?
It's run by a private owner. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the
shipping shack.
I don't know why we can't say it on air. but that's not quite the same thing.
Maybe they have a vault system there as well.
No, they just have mailboxes.
Huh. Business venture for someone else. I don't want anything to do with it because it looks like they're starting to track these guys down. And
I was going to make that point. It may sound like an interesting business venture, but I don't think you'd really want to have any.
But if I'm renting out a little tiny box that you can maybe fit some cash in for $33 a month, that's good. That's a good use of real estate. I like this idea. This sounds neat.
I mean, the problem is they're going to persecute people and they're going to try and entrap them. And basically, that's what they've done here.
And I want them to use it to trade. I want someone with $1 million in one of my vaults and fentanyl and all the kinds of good stuff.
Why would you want that?
I don't know, because I'm an anarchist.
603-283-6160. Call. What do you think? I think Conan sounded crazier than Ernie just now.
Maybe.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Been a good show. Head on over to freetalklive.com if you would like. Check out the program there. We got a podcast going back more than 10 years there, freetalklive.com.
And it's working again.
It is working again. Everything, I keep wanting to say everything is working again, but it's not.
Not everything, but that's working.
But the vast majority of things are working again. And I mean, it's been a long battle, but you know, we were only not on the air for one night.
That's right.
And technically,
that show was held. It just didn't get out.
Free Talk Live is a radio show.
To be clear, there was a show that occurred. It is, I believe, or will be posted on the Free Talk Live website in the archive. It just wasn't broadcast over radio, and it wasn't available on the website directly. You had to listen through a third.
I understand that. But my point is, Free Talk Live is a radio show.
That's true.
That's true. The big thing. You know, if we lose YouTube and Twitch and DLive and all of these other platforms tomorrow, that's not the big deal.
Technically, the show did go out. It was just a replay of an older show.
Yes. So
it wasn't dead air or anything like that.
No. But Free Talk Live did not air for one night, and that was it.
It wouldn't be the first time. There's been other.
There's been scheduled times that like we pre-recorded a show to send out, but no, this was the first time in 10 years that Free Talk Live did not broadcast a new episode.
You sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
I was pretty sure.
You can verify that yourself at freetalklive.com.
I was pretty sure that there was at least one occasion that there was a show was replayed because there were problems or something.
Not that I'm aware of. But hey, who knows? Anyway, the reason that we weren't able to broadcast a new episode on March the 16th is that the FBI came here and decided to rearrange some cables.
That's an understatement.
And remove some windows.
Doors. Some renovations, some unapproved renovations here at Leverett Street and at my house and at the Bitcoin Embassy and at Renee and Andy's and at Colleen's.
I literally have video of them disconnecting the microphones from the microphones in the studio.
Well, they don't like to be recorded, and for all they know, all we have to do is hit a button and we start broadcasting. And in fact, it is set up so that all we have to do is hit a button and it starts broadcasting. It sits right here. So I understand why they would do that, because it's But no one could have gotten into the studio to do that in the first place.
Okay, here's the funny thing about that, though. They didn't actually disconnect everything.
Thank God for that.
Well, here's the thing.
Have you been back there? If they had disconnected anything, it would be 10-hour days for me all day.
Oh, I know. But there was some stuff that they did not disconnect and was still functioning at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon of the day of the raid. So, like, they just, like, we could potentially have been listening in, and they wouldn't have known.
Yeah. It was interesting. So there was an unauthorized renovation here at the studio, as well as some creative rearranging of network equipment and network cabling and audio equipment and audio cabling. You can find out more about that, and you can help contribute to our legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com.
There's also T-shirts, too.
There are T-shirts. Are Marlowe's available on the site?
No, I don't know that. Those were, like, one-offs, I think, so I don't
know. Oh, no, she's still making them.
Yeah, but I don't know how. We don't have anything to link to, so I don't even know how somebody would get one of those.
Are the current T-shirts being sold directly from the site?
No, okay. So it links to thinkpenguin.com because that was the only outlet that we had.
I assumed there was a store page there on the site.
Oh, you were thinking that we spent way more time and energy on this than we did. We spent a ton of time on this, don't get me wrong. But we used the tools we already had developed.
Sure.
And we had to use tools that we don't usually, like, use for Free Talk Live or, you know, anything else because, well, you know, those tools got compromised or shut down or whatever else. So we just kind of took tools for other shows. Like I do a show called Freedom Decrypted. So we use some of the mailing list that we use for that. I created a new mailing list on that server. Like, so some of our infrastructure in Keene is duplicated, but it's not, it's by other people in our community doing other things. So, and I believe Mark brought some equipment in for us to use as another example. So we just kind of piecemealed a lot of different things together to make everything bring back up and running.
No, I just assumed there was a store page and that was how they were being sold. I didn't.
No, you can order online, but it's literally just a link to a thinkpenguin.com t-shirt page. Okay. And then on that page, you can actually donate as well as purchase a t-shirt if that's what you want to do.
Okay, very cool. So that's thecrypto6.com. You can use the number 6 or the word 6, as I understand it. We have both, and both work, presumably?
Yeah. Actually, there's now free thecrypto6.com, too. And that is actually, I didn't want to do it, but I did it because Dave Ridley actually is planning to make some signs. And free thecrypto6.com apparently works better on signs or something like that.
Okay.
So now we have like six or seven different domain names.
I really want bitcoinmafia.com. I know I'm the only one who thinks this is a good idea.
But I'm not doing it.
I know.
Everyone
is against it.
At my limits as far as...
I'm against it.
Domain name
I don't see the association with the mafia. That's just, you're playing into their argument. I understand it's a, you know, you're being ironic.
Yes, I want to troll. Just like I've always trolled and just like I will always troll. But that's what they're painting here is some sort of crazy Bitcoin mafia. So freaking own it and show them exactly how ridiculous that is.
You know, I think there is something to that, to be honest. And I do like the idea. I just don't think registering yet another domain name is gonna like be the way to go. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I don't really. It's not important. But I think if we wanted to actually get out in front of the media here, that would be the way to go.
Bitcoin
mafia. As it is right now, the media is completely dominated by the FBI and what the FBI is saying.
You know, I kind of...
And what the locals are saying. Listening to the local liberal radio guy here, radio host here in Keene.
Oh, I can only imagine what he's saying about this.
Well, Ridley called in and was... Actually, Ridley calls the local station.
Oh,
he doesn't live anywhere near here. He's really good about that.
Yeah.
And basically the host said, well, I really can't feel bad for Ian because Ian was breaking the law. And he knew the law, and that if he knew any better...
But he's a leftist. Why would you ask about Ian and not the trans chick?
Here's the problem, though, with that. The whole...
Because it's Ian, because he's the messiah character here in this... He's the mastermind, and everyone thinks
and that's playing into their narrative just as much as Bitcoin Mafia would be.
I don't get it. I don't see it.
No, don't
they're
do
painting
it.
Ian as being the ringleader of this Bitcoin the
mastermind.
Mafia.
Yeah.
Well, by focusing on Ian, you're playing into that narrative that Ian's the top of the pyramid here.
They're making it seem like he's the top of the pyramid, not giving let him have bail.
Just like they're making it seem like we're a Bitcoin mafia. We have to dispute and smash both of those notions.
Yeah, and the funny thing about this, if there was some sort of conspiracy, like if you start thinking about conspiracies, you would think that there wouldn't be just one lawyer on retainer, right? Everybody would have had a lawyer day one. You know, Ian had a lawyer day one, but nobody else did, right? So if there was a conspiracy, it was a really poor conspiracy.
This house needs some repairs. It needed repairs.
Oh my God! Yes,
it needed some repairs before the FBI came here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If he was making the kind of money that they say that he has, you think that he would be spending, and he'd have a nice sports car, and he'd have a couple houses.
I keep saying this, but the amount of money that they were talking about, like that Ian supposedly has or the church has, is actually like, it's not that much. Like, if you start talking about a business, yeah, you might have a handful of employees, but that would still be a small business.
Yeah.
And it's literally, when you start talking about, like, how much money was in a safe, that is the inventory, right? Like, I don't want to tell you how much, inventory the Penguin has, but I can tell you that ain't that much. A couple $100,000 in stock, when your business or your charitable organization is literally dealing in cash and crypto, that's nothing. A real business would probably have done 17 vending machines or even more than that. Mm-hmm. And we know people who have 17 vending machines or more, and they're really running a business. This was not a business. This was a small charitable
organization.
Most
people don't run their own businesses or even know how they work because people are just... That's not how it works.
I know. They don't. And this is why this is the scary part about this. They're going to get, dumb jurists to basically convict on something that is like this.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating. Well, very frustrating.
As Chris pointed out, only one of the involved people has a private attorney. The rest need help. You can do that at thecrypto6.com. You can also get some white rose stickers that say free the crypto six. Find out more about it all. FreeTheCrypto6.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.